Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for first place?
Yes! First place! Can you believe it? Congratulations! I did have somebody message me, are we going glitter guns today? Probably could have for first place.
We got them.
We do have them.
Let me tell you.
We do have them.
We have the glitter guns.
We got glitter guns.
We're like Arby's. We have the glitter guns.
First place. Feels pretty nice.
Yeah, feels real nice.
It's been 3,284 days. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea how many days it's been, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time since the local football squad was in first place, but it feels pretty good.
Since 2021, believe it or not.
2021?
Schefter got slapped around a little bit. I'll tell you what,
Nick has a good Schefter theory.
Nick is all over Schefter. Is he on afternoons today?
Wednesday.
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Wednesday.
But yeah, Nick is like, Schefter's just lost his fastball.
And Nick says heater. It happens to all the greats.
Early in the day.
Yeah.
Prior to Schefter tweeting about how the Patriots are in first place for the first time since 2019.
Wrong. Wrong, sir.
2021, Schefty.
Well, you can't say a coach is going to get fired, and then 40 minutes later, Brian Callahan gets fired.
He said everybody's safe for right now. And then, within an hour.
He meant right that second.
They were probably already telling Callie probably already knew he was gone.
He meant as I'm speaking, they're
but
not
But he also,
fire
and right in your face, he's like, Trey Benson will be fine. And then he's like, update, Trey Benson
stop
IR.
Bringing that up.
Yeah, listen, all the greats lose their fastball, right? Yeah. We've been talking about Bill Belichick a lot. He's sort of maybe lost the heater a little bit.
Yeah.
He's throwing more like Jamie Moyer now. Maybe the same for Schefter. It happens. I don't know who the new sheriff in town is. It was like when Woj, even towards the end of Woj's career, you're like, I don't know, this Shams guy seems to have all the scoops. Shams guy's got all this stuff.
Pretty plucky. So the Patriots are now 4-2 on top of the AFC East by tiebreaker.
Yep.
With the Buffalo Bills.
Head to head.
There you go.
In their face.
You look up right now, Patriots are the number 4 seed. They would be hosting a playoff game in the AFC.
In Gillette.
How about that? They'd be playing the Buffalo Bills at Gillette.
Wow.
To start up the postseason.
Hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, but they're up for it.
They're going to try. what'd you think of Buffalo last night, Keith? I saw Arkin tweeting during the game. He's like, do the Bills just sneaky stink?
What happened to the Bills?
I'm like, I think they're still good and I still respect them, but
yeah,
they may not be a cut above the rest of the AFC like we were thinking.
Well, my first thought actually, it should have been about the Bills, but it was actually, I think the Falcons that Falcons game might be trickier than I thought.
So I had a similar thought
too. That was maybe one of my thoughts was that, but
they're 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan is just an absolute monster.
Yeah.
And Penis Jr. just throws to Drake London all the time, who's really good.
Drake London's sick.
Yeah.
And as a Kyle Pitts senior owner because of the Brock Bowers injury, that was a tough watch. I'm like, look how big and fast he is. Throw him the ball once, please. No. They're like, all right, we got Drake London, Bijan Robinson. So they have two guys, but they're very, very good. But as for the Bills, we said this going into the year. We said it as it going into the week against in the Patriots game is – Josh Allen is awesome. He is really, really good. James Cook is really, really good. I don't like any other player on offense. Now, for them. I think I
like Khalil Shakir, but he's nothing special.
I we've watched this Patriots receiver group. It's better. The Patriots tight ends are better. James Cook is better, and so is obviously Josh Allen, but he has to do so much. And I don't know, I've never been wild about Sean McDermott, yet he wins a lot of games, so it's hard to kind of talk, completely down against him because he's got his team into the playoffs, and he did it even early in Josh Allen's career. But yeah, we saw it head to head with the Patriots. They took them down in Buffalo. So you're like, all right, they're mortal. Like, they're not this unbeatable wagon. I think some have sort of anointed Buffalo. Like, they get a lot of credit for a team that has won zero things. Like, they haven't even made the Super Bowl. Like, Joe Burrow has a Super Bowl appearance. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen does not. And people sort of view him and the team like they're the obvious next in line after the Chiefs. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's really true.
Well, we were all very bullish on the Ravens in the preseason, Keith. We cursed them. We cursed them real good.
Oh, we show jinxed them.
But the way Josh Allen is talked about versus the way like Lamar Jackson is talked about for two guys who have never even been to a Super Bowl, there is a gap there. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I know the reason why. I mean, Allen has put his team up with a chance to advance, whereas Lamar has mostly crapped his pants in those games.
Yeah, he's struggled more in the playoffs.
I get it, but yeah. He's never even been to a Super Bowl.
No.
Never mind won a Super Bowl. I know this is a big discussion on Greg's show this morning. Will Josh Allen win one in Buffalo? Will he not? Shyam seems to think he doesn't even care about winning.
Well, why does he say that?
He had a comment before the game last night to Marty Smith. Marty Smith asked him, he also asked Rory McIlroy, which I thought was a big-time brag, I got to be honest. He's like, I asked this to Rory McIlroy.
Easy, Marty Smith. Take it easy, Marty Smith.
I thought it was a big-time brag by Marty Smith.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, I asked this same question to Rory McIlroy, so what do you think?
Wasn't he the NASCAR guy?
Yeah, he was. Yes.
So now he's a football guy?
Now he's just like a...
Just a guy.
No, he's just like a Jeremy Schapp interview guy, I think.
Oh, he's a real one-on-one.
Yeah, I guess.
Really tough questions.
He peels back the layers of the onion.
He was like in the pit crew for years.
He's like, hey, now there. Here's what I asked Rory McIlroy, brag.
He's like, okay.
And Josh Allen gave kind of an indirect answer that Shyam didn't like. I got to be honest, I didn't really hear it.
No, I don't know
about
that.
But maybe winning isn't important to Josh Allen. Maybe he never wins. Regardless of any of that, the Bills are still good. They're still going to be a playoff team. They may not be running laps around the rest of the AFC, which is what it looked like 2 weeks ago. That's all.
Yeah. No, they looked like the best team in the league. And then these last two games, I think, have certainly knocked them back down a bit. But I still think Josh Allen is capable of carrying the team far. I mean, last year they didn't have Steph Diggs. Last year they didn't have a real number one receiver. And Josh Allen was the MVP of the league. Shouldn't have been. Lamar Jackson, I think, had a better season. But regardless, he had one of the best seasons, and the team was really good. So I would expect them to get back on track. But it's not like, oh, man, you face the Bills, you have no chance. Clearly, that's not the case.
It's a good point by the text line. McDermott's stupid glasses. I hope he gets fired just for those. What was that new look last night?
I don't know. He's trying something new. He's like, hey, maybe this will work.
The Patriots, like, huh? He was so embarrassed by the Patriots' loss, he showed up with a different look.
A disguise?
I think that's what happened.
He's like, it's not me. I'm a different guy now.
Those glasses that Shyam, I gasped when I saw him last night. I texted my buddy who's a Bills fan. I go, he's not always wearing those, right?
What's he doing?
Has he ever worn those before?
Is it a new prescription, maybe?
So I don't know. I think the Patriots embarrassed him so badly. He just went with a new look. As Keith said, a disguise is what happened.
Are those women's frames?
People
were doing the comparisons to Costanza last night.
They might be.
Yeah.
So you wake up today with the Patriots in first place. We told you yesterday, 81% chance of making the playoffs. That was prior to Buffalo losing. 3.5% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
According to The Athletic, their
models.
Some
would say they're in the catbird seat.
I mean, look, they're looking good. Tennessee this weekend. We'll get to Brian Callahan getting fired.
How about that?
Cleveland after that.
That's
how about
like right after we got off the air yesterday, they fire their coach.
Cleveland looks awful. And then Atlanta's probably a peskier game than we gave it credit for coming up, especially with Tampa looming after that. But still a lot of winnable games on this schedule. What is the ceiling for the Pats? And do they have a real shot in the division, especially with Buffalo looking pedestrian these last couple of weeks? 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number for Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll tear off Halloween movie franchises.
Horror movie franchises. So it's the whole franchise.
Okay.
So you've probably seen all of these movies.
I was cramming in a few of the late Halloweens.
Good. Just studying up last night.
I was cramming in a few of the late. Friday the 13th.
I was catching up on those.
Nick
can help us as well.
Okay,
Nick's seen all these movies, and so it's the entire franchise. So even if it's just one really really good movie, but if they have like eight awful movies dragging it down, you got to sort of assess that way.
Okay, we got to grade that properly.
Yes.
Which might be most of them.
kind of.
Yeah,
but the tier's gonna look.
It
cool.
knocks everybody down, is what it does. Yeah. So that's a tier Tuesday at 11:30. It is also a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon with Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston. We'll also get you a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. So stay tuned for it. We mentioned Brian Callahan getting fired. Drake May gave his thoughts on being in the MVP conversation yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to that. Plus, the Bruins lose. Joe Mazzulla is still a madman. We'll get you some Bruins and Celtics thoughts coming up as well with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bills lose last night. They've lost two in a row. Patriots on top of the division. Is it there for the taking? And what is their ceiling? You can discuss there. Meanwhile, we also had, well, I guess, three second-year quarterbacks last night. Quarterbacks from the 2024 class with Drake May. Michael Penix.
I think now we gotta
go full
Michael Penix Jr.
after last night.
No, full Penix.
So he played in the early game, beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just like Drake May beat Buffalo.
Had some darts.
Late game, you get Caleb Williams, who wound up beating Jaden Daniels, who I think performed better but had turnovers in that game, so we can discuss all of it. Where is Drake May fitting into that 2024 quarterback class, Keith?
I'll tell you what, there's a rocket strapped to his back right now. He's flying up. I think I might have to finally admit he's better than Caleb Williams.
Oh, okay, good.
I think I might have to start there.
Don't you have to start by admitting he's better than Bo Nix? Don't you have to start with that?
Oh, Bo Nix is a winner in a game, so let's not go crazy.
Okay.
Let's not put words in my mouth. But, no, I mean, he right now is playing better than anybody on this list. And the list, I think, could still go down as one of the very, very strong quarterback classes. Like, I think a lot of these guys will be starters in the league for a long time. I mean, I don't think he's great, but like Spencer Rattler's also in this class who may just face head-to-head. J.J. McCarthy, who knows if we'll ever even see this guy, but he's another one that's sort of out of sight, out of mind. But
Curran would take him over Drake May.
He likes all these guys. Yeah. But, I mean, Jaden Daniels' season last year is still going to be tough to duplicate. Like, Drake May has to continue to play really well all year and win playoff games for him to equal what Jaden Daniels did a year ago. So that's still like a long ways away. But like, if you just want to take the six games from this season, I don't think it's close at like who's playing the best from the draft class. Jaden Daniels has been in and out with injury, and I don't think has looked great. Bo Nix is, you know, not performed great, but the team's winning. I think that's still that's an important thing. Caleb Williams, man, like you see him sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I think he's pretty good. Then you see him other times, and you're like, ugh. Like, it's way highs and lows.
Did you see, was it before halftime or right after halftime? I can't remember. One of the sacks that he took where he was on the sideline, and it was third down. But all he had to do was throw it away and save his team some yards, and he just got crushed on the sideline. And it's like, I feel like he doesn't understand the position. Like, I can't stand watching Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But
I thought Don Johnson would get more out of him. we'll see.
But to his credit, he won last night, 250, one passing touchdown. He also had a rushing touchdown. Uh-huh. He didn't turn it over last night. So to his credit, I mean, he's got the Bears at 3-2.
Yeah, he does, right. So I think they're turning around. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how many of these teams end up making the playoffs. It feels like Bo Nix and Drake May will be in there. And maybe Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix will all be fighting for playoff spots. But if you want to say Drake May is the best quarterback from that class right now, I think you can. I would still give a slight lean to Jaden Daniels because I feel like we're forgetting just how dominant. He was so far out in front. Like, if it's a race, he was basically, like, lapping everybody last year.
Yeah.
And so even if he's come back to the pack a little bit, I'd put him one. But I think I finally have to change my tune. I got to go Drake May two, and then maybe Bo Nix, then Caleb Williams, then Michael Penix.
Wow, Nix over Williams even.
Yeah, I think so. I like Nix. He's scrappy. I like Nix all the time.
No, it's really not even that you're liking Nix. It's that you're down on Caleb all
the time. I'm down on Williams a little bit. I was just expecting more. Like, it's still, like, his overall numbers aren't terrible. He doesn't throw picks, but neither does Spencer Rattler. You know, like, you need to mix in some plays, too. You need to be a little bit better than that. But, I mean, I bet the Bears, based on where they were a year ago, 3-2, after five games, I bet they're okay with that. You know,
What were they last year when they lost to Jaden Daniels in that Hail Mary? Were they 4-2 last year? They started pretty good last year and then, like, never won again.
But then they had, like, a really tough schedule and they just bottomed out. They played, like, the Vikings and the Packers, like, four times, I think, at the end of the year. They lost, like, eight in a row or something insane. So you're right. They started out okay. But, yeah, it just seems like Drake May is playing so well, so consistently over the last handful of weeks that I think it's hard to put anybody in that group that were, they were all kind of together, right? Like, I think there was an argument to be made for anybody outside of Jaden Daniels for the second best quarterback from that class. And now I don't think there is a debate anymore.
Well, and right. And I think now if it's either Daniels or May, like I would put it that way, where it's like, okay, even if you're still putting a lot of weight in Jaden Daniels' season last year, and I think you should, Drake May has had the far better six games so far this year, but it is only six games, and Daniels missed a couple in there as well. But it's between those two. Caleb Williams, you're on a different tier. Not that we're doing that today. Bo Nix, same
thing.
Let's do it. Everybody else in the class. Curran's guy, J.J. McCarthy, you're all on different tiers because it's between those two. And Drake May, as you said, rocket strapped to his back and moving up the list. So those are some takeaways from Monday Night Football last night. Bills lose. None of the other second-year quarterbacks look better than Drake May. They're not playing better than Drake May.
No, and what's crazy, too, is you're talking about the Patriots. And, you know, we were obviously, you and I were optimistic about the team, but for him to have a better record, right, than all those other guys, like that stands out too, right? They're 4-2.
Yeah, so Penix and Williams both have winning
Nix
records.
Nix is 4-2 as well, but like
Nix is 4-2.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so they have the same record, but Washington's 3-3. And I know Daniels didn't play all six games, and then the Bears just got to 3-2. Penix is 3-2. So they're all like, you know, nobody's bottom now.
Oh, it's a good class.
Nobody's terrible. Yeah, right. It's a strong class, and so. Yeah, to be the best of a good class is also saying something.
617-779-7937. Guys, I love you. Jones, that was a dumb comment. I feel like
which one?
Well, good question.
Circle by, there's been several comments already.
He was trying to stay in bounds to keep the clock running and make Washington burn
Caleb,
a timeout.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right, but he went out of bounds.
You need to stay in bounds.
I don't know what
in
whatever,
that scenario.
Whatever he was trying to do, he went out of bounds and stopped the clock.
We're going to need you to stay in bounds.
And lost yards, so he did none of that.
Yeah.
But okay, fair enough. This is a good question. Guys, will we be hearing from Susan in Worcester today?
Oh, she's going to be pretty quiet. The Drake May, Josh.
I'll be honest, I don't think she does a lot of listening. I just think she does a lot of
talk at.
Reaching out, calling, talking at.
Yeah.
I don't think she does much listening, but Susan in Worcester, if you're listening, I don't know how you feel about any Josh Allen, Drake May comparisons today, but one is in first and the other's not.
If she didn't call the morning show after Shine basically called Josh Allen a loser,
good point. That's a good point. You can hear
I'm having an orgasm over Drake May.
That
might be about 8-10 more of those.
That was before the Saints game.
I know.
That was.
Seriously.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your thoughts from Monday Night Football last night. Again, division there for the taking. Bills aren't as good as we thought, right? And on top of that, Drake May looking like the best player in his what feels like a very good quarterback class of 2024. So we get to your feedback on that. Tier Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness coming your way here on WEEI. Let's get to Brian Callahan out as Titans head coach. What does it say about Mike Vrabel? And what does it say about this weekend's matchup, a good or a bad thing for the Patriots on the field this weekend? That's right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins are handed their first loss of the season yesterday. The Bees fell 4-3 to the Tampa Bay Lightning at the TD Garden. Casey Mittelstadt, Jordan Harris, and Morgan Geeky scored the Bruins' goals in the loss. Bruins are now off until Thursday night when the Bees will be in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. On Monday Night Football, doubleheader, the Chicago Bears beat the Washington Commanders 25-24, and the Atlanta Falcons defeated the Buffalo Bills 24-14. With last night's Bills loss, the Patriots are now first in the AFC East. Both teams are 4-2, but the Patriots hold the tiebreaker over the Bills after defeating Buffalo in Week 5. Patriots players are off today. The team will be returned to practice tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Titans in Tennessee. Yesterday, the Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan after starting the season 1-5. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Seattle Mariners took a 2-0 ALCS lead on the Blue Jays with a 10-3 win in Toronto. Game 3 of the ALCS is tomorrow night. In the NLCS, the Los Angeles Dodgers took Game 1 with a 2-1 win over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Dodgers starter Blake Snell went 8 scoreless innings, giving up one hit and striking out 10. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. And tomorrow night, the Boston Celtics wrap up their preseason schedule against the Toronto Raptors at the TD Garden. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was Ian Rappaport with the breaking news that Brian Callahan out in Tennessee. He had the line in there about Jeffrey Simmons that the team had their worst week of practice going into last week. He's like, we had a terrible Thursday practice.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting for two reasons. I mean, number one, just a player airing out the coach. Then they turn around and fire the coach when their former coach is about to come in and play them this weekend. But also, Jeffrey Simmons is a name that's out there in trade conversations. I don't know that he's the biggest need on this Patriots team, given that they have Barmore, given that they have the Milkman. Even guys like Tonga have played really well in the interior of that line. So I don't know if it's the biggest team need, but that's a guy you know Vrabel loves that doesn't sound very happy in Tennessee. But let's focus on the task at hand. Bad week of practice. Coach comes out, gets fired. Let's start with this, Keith. Is that a good or a bad thing for the Patriots this weekend compared to Brian Callahan coaching? Is it better or worse if Callahan is not there?
I think it's better for the Titans that he's gone, meaning like
worse for the Patriots. Doesn't mean the Patriots will lose.
No.
But it's worse for the Patriots.
Yeah, because I feel like this was clearly a sinking ship, and Tennessee made the call. They're the first team this year to fire their coach, so they're like, we need to make a change. And there are so many examples over the last several years where you fire your coach and you get a big game or two. Like Antonio Pierce taking over for Josh McDaniels is a great example where Josh McDaniels is doing a terrible job with the Raiders. Antonio Pierce came in. Is Antonio Pierce any good at coaching?
No.
He wasn't Josh McDaniels. And for that week or 2 weeks, I forget what they ended up doing. They win the first game. Maybe they won the first two. And then I think they like lost the rest of them.
I thought Pierce had actually like a decent finish to that whole half a year. And then they brought him back and he stunk.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. But he was like all excited. He was talking trash and everything else. And so maybe that's what it'll be. I mean, we'll find out pretty early on, like, just how much of the problem was Callahan, or is he simply just a scapegoat? I don't think they have a great roster or anything. But no, for the first week, I would have rather they had him there, and then you're like, all right, it's going to be over at some point, and then, like, next week they fire him, and then you move on and you forget about
Same.
Him. Don't you think they have, like, a little bit more of a puncher's chance
yes.
now?
Yeah, I think it's worse. Now, I think the Patriots are going to win. I'd still pick them to cover. But I'm just
Seven and a half?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I would feel a little better if Callahan were still there. The fact they made a coaching change, guys are going to be ready to go, and they're not just going to be mailing it in. Like, it sounds like they all mailed it in. They had a crummy week of practice because they didn't want to play for the guy. Now there's a change. Now, the difference is between, like, your Antonio Pierce example.
Yeah.
This is Mike McCoy, who is going to be their interim coach. He was hated in San Diego, and he's not like an ex-player rah-rah kind of guy. That's not what he is. He's like a dorky whiz kid coordinator, at least he was when he came in as head coach of the Chargers, whatever that was, a decade ago.
Right.
That was kind of the book on him.
True.
So he's not your ex-player, leader of men style of guy. Like, did the Colts win that Jeff Saturday game? Is that another weird
one? Oh, good one.
Like,
yeah, like, oh, that's even a better example. I think they did.
If you bring out, like, a guy like that
for,
like, one game, leader of men.
And then that fell flat.
Went miserably, but all that matters for this conversation is this weekend against the Pats. I don't care what the Titans do for the rest of the year. I've already chalked up a loss on the Titans winning that division, Keith. I've already kissed that
one
goodbye.
You don't think they're going to do it?
I'm conceding.
A lot of season left.
I'm willing to concede on that one, but all that matters is this weekend. It's worse for the Patriots. Doesn't mean they'll lose. Doesn't mean they won't even cover. They should do both, but this team isn't going to mail it in like they were mailing it in, and that makes it a little more difficult for the Patriots. That's all.
Antonio Pierce actually went 5-4 for the Raiders.
I thought he had a decent finish to the year, and then he came back for the next year and was a disaster.
Yeah. But so they won their first two games in reaction to McDaniels, but then they lost three in a row. And then they ended up, like, you know, ping-ponging games down the stretch. And they finished the season 8-9. But the point would be, like, yeah, Jeff Saturday. Actually, is that him right there on the TV? he's now no longer a coach. He's now on TV.
He's back on ESPN.
Yeah. But, no, that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, all right, this guy. Or even, like, when Dan Campbell, before he became, like, a pretty good head coach, he was more of, like, a punchline. He took over Miami, and he even beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got that guy over there? And so, yeah, there is some sort of change. It is – got to be hilarious for Mike Vrabel. And I don't think, although sometimes he can't help himself, he may make a comment here or there. You know, he's thinking it. The guy they replaced him couldn't even make it through halfway through the second season. Couldn't even go head to head with the guy that replaced him. They already fired him. Like, that's pretty amazing. That's a big win for him.
So, yeah. And I'm not saying he needs to, like, spike the football Monday morning with Greg, although that would be great.
He should spike the football on Sunday over and over and over again.
Well, agreed. He should have a little something up his sleeve to really stick it to him.
Yes.
And on top of that, if he wants to say something to the team in the locker room, I would understand that. If he doesn't want to do it in the media and he doesn't want to, again, spike the proverbial football with Greg, although we'd encourage it as a station,
sure,
then fine. But he should be doing that. This is the guy they chose to replace him. Now he's in first place, and this guy's already fired.
Amazing.
Already, and like, just an epic disaster. Most of what I read yesterday when I got fired is, why was he even brought back?
Like, he was awful.
He was on the hot seat this offseason. What was the point of even bringing him back if you're just going to turn around and fire him? Do you think Vrabel's return factored into the timing of the decision, Keith?
I don't know, because I think it looks worse, actually.
It does make him look worse, but it also...
It makes Tennessee look worse.
But it also gives him a better chance to win the game.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But I feel like... having the guy that you replaced him with go 4-19.
It's an easy, easy story in Tennessee, right? It's like, oh, the guy we didn't want is already back, and now his team's in first place and our guy's fine. Like, it's an easy story in Tennessee.
Yeah. No, that's brutal, and it just didn't seem like there was anywhere to go. And you also, you know, they have the number one overall pick at quarterback, and you don't want to screw that up. And if you feel like you're screwing that up, you got to move on quick as you can. But I can't imagine there's any kind of, like, turnaround. It just seems like a lost season. Like, you're basically, for them, you're trying to not to ruin that kid.
Did you see the stat going around yesterday? The last four, I think, first quarterbacks taken first overall, their coaches have all gotten fired, like, right away.
Well, they all might have been horrible teams.
It might have been in year one.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
That's another one with Cam Ward. My guy, Cam Ward.
You know, is that Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward, and one other one. All those guys are out, huh?
Yeah, who would it have been before that? But yeah, that's they
Trevor
all
Lawrence, I think, was the other
oh,
one.
Oh, that's right. Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. Yes, that is it. So they're all
oh
out.
My God. But so Urban Meyer, what's his name with the Bears, who was a mess?
Oh, Eberflus.
Eberflus, right. And then they went to Thomas Brown for a minute, and then so he's already had, like, three coaches. He hasn't even played two seasons yet.
Yep.
Yeah, what a run. The guys in Carolina, now this one. That'd be a good group. Those guys should get together. Those number one picks that all had quarterback or coaches, like, gone.
Just trade
within
stories.
12 games.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, when did you know that guy wasn't going to work? Like, when I met him. The second I met him.
617-779-7937. One text here. Guys, I'm not even a Pats fan, but you guys aren't talking about the big picture here. The AFC is wide open. We may not talk about that today.
We spent
a lot of time on it yesterday. We've been talking about that for the last week plus. Yeah, I mean, you look at it, it's Colts and Jags, and now the Bills are knocked down a peg.
Although, you know what I don't like about
this? I'd still fear Kansas City sitting there at 3-3.
Yes, that's the thing, because this is almost like, and we said this 2 years ago about the Chiefs, like, they weren't that good, and then they just kept moving on, and then they won the Super Bowl. Last year, they obviously didn't win it, but they got there, and they haven't been, like, great. It's sort of like even, like, 2018 Patriots, where you're like, that's not a great team. That is far from their best team. But nobody was ready to knock them off, and then they just moved on and won another Super Bowl. So, like, right now, I would take the field if it was, like, Kansas City versus the field. But if it was, like, one
team,
you can only pick
AFC.
One, and all the odds are the same, you might take Kansas City.
Yeah, it's probably the team that goes to the AFC title game every year and mostly goes to the Super Bowl and then typically wins it. Yeah.
I mean, you would definitely take them over Buffalo, over Baltimore, over Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's dead. So it's like out of those teams that we thought going in had all the best quarterbacks. And then this, like, new wave of, like, upstarts, like the Colts and the Patriots, like, you know, I want to believe in the Pats, but we'll see.
I can tell you, you have some Bills fans as well, right?
Sure do. Oh, yeah.
So I was texting with a buddy of mine last night, Bills fan, and he goes, I already know.
Sick thank brag, you. Bro.
About the Sean McDermott glasses, also about this. He goes, I already know how the season's going to end. He goes, the Bills are going to win 11, 12 games and lose to Kansas City. That's how our season's going to go.
Yeah, they know. It's brutal. I mean, they're excited about Josh Allen, but they just, they're also very,
they're
very aware.
I can see the future, and it's the past.
Does not involve the Super Bowl.
No. Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So if you were going to tell me a third of the way through the season that I'd wake up today and the Patriots would be in first place, I'd say you were smoking some good weed. But I do have two questions for you.
Okay.
This begs the question now.
Are we smoking good weed? I pass on grass.
Buffalo was favored. Buffalo was favored to go to the Super Bowl and possibly win it. The question is on them is that, is this Buffalo team really as good as people think they are?
No. No.
And number two, you kind of like stole my thunder a little bit, except for teams like Cleveland and the Jets and a couple of other teams. Can you pick two teams right now to go to the Super Bowl? Because
no.
I can't.
Nope. That's what the NFL wants, and that's what they got. I don't think you – I mean, we can. We've done it. We did our preseason predictions, but I don't think there's any, like, obvious one. And also meaning, like, if Team X doesn't make it, it's a huge upset. Like, NFC right now. The division leaders are the Eagles, who have their own issues.
Yeah, I'm out.
The Green Bay Packers, they're okay.
Fine.
The Bucs.
Yeah, that. So we,
I like the Bucs.
As bad as our Ravens prediction was, Keith, we both had them in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
And then a three-way tie in the West between the Niners, Seahawks, and Rams. So you're like, you really feel good about any of those teams making the Super Bowl? No. Wide open.
I would change to Chiefs, Bucs. That would be my Super Bowl today, but I don't feel great about
it. And then the AFC division leaders are the Patriots, Steelers, Colts, and Chargers.
Ugh.
Like Super Bowl? One of those teams gonna make the Super Bowl? Crazy. But that's exactly what you have.
ESPN came out with their power rankings today.
Oh, I looked at these.
They have the Patriots 14.
A little low.
I scrolled to 10 and I'm like, did I miss them? I was like, were they higher? And then I got all the way down to 14. I'm like, oh. They were 17 last week. I thought they'd go a little higher.
Which is weird because the Bills are
still. They only beat the Saints, but I don't know. I thought they would be a little bit higher. I was a little disappointed.
Too. That is disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Bulletin board material.
All right.
Well, I saw that and I was like, they just beat the Bills, who they still have ranked really high. So I'm like, if you subscribe to your own rankings, they win over the Bills would kind of vault you up there.
One would think.
But
So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Patriots and Drake May, he was a guest yesterday, as he is every Monday, on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go back and listen to it, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. He was asked how he feels about being in the MVP conversation. You'll hear his answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
That was Drake May yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Doesn't seem overly comfortable with the idea of being in the MVP conversation. If you missed any of that.
No, good for him.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Oh. He says a lot of the right things because, like, it is crazy. Like, it is, hey, six games in, if you want to take a look at who's playing the best and who might be MVP candidates, his name should be brought up. But on the same token, it's like, holy crap, this guy won a game last year. They're 4-2 this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stats are good. They're not, like, insane. But, yeah, like, he should push back on it. It does sound overboard, but also, like, you know, we're talking about it. I get why it's being discussed.
Oh, look, he absolutely answered it the right way.
Yeah.
And, again, if you missed any of it, Odyssey app, go back and listen. Use the rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can listen to Drake May on Patriots Monday. You can listen to Mike Vrabel with the Greg Hill Show on Patriots Monday. Hey, what the heck? If you want Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis as well.
Yeah, they're on there.
They're there. So when it comes to that discussion, I don't want to give no credit to Drake May. Maybe he would have answered it the same way if he were a rookie getting all this adulation under Jerod Mayo. Something tells me some of this reflects on Vrabel in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think Diggs would be so on brand with messaging. Drake May, very on brand there. It's like, hey, look, we got to win games. And I'm happy that we're having a conversation. I said this yesterday about Drake May in the MVP conversation. And they're winning. It's not just, well, they're 2-4. They're losing close games. He's turning it over, but he's putting up great numbers.
Look at this throw. It's like they lose again. Yeah. No, yeah. It's coming with the wins.
I feel much better that that's the way it's organically coming along. They're winning. They look like they're arriving as a team or building towards something as a team. And he looks like the guy. And that's the right way to have this conversation. But no, I think largely, Keith, he's answered that the right way. Whether he deep down believes it or not, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But publicly, yeah, no, we got to keep winning games, and, you know, that's not for me to discuss right now.
Shoot.
I think that's rubbing off on other people, too. Did you hear? Hunter Henry didn't give us a shoot, but he gave us a golly yesterday.
A golly. Well, these guys are Southern.
Yeah.
These are normal words, I think, that they use.
I've read that.
They sound like sounds to
me. I've read that the South is slowly losing the accent, Keith, is what
no,
I've
read. Yes. Where'd you read that?
Over time. It's
Where'd
happening.
You read that?
Northerners are moving down?
No.
Northerners
well,
are moving down.
They're not truly Southerners then. If you talk to a real Southerner, they haven't lost anything.
But there's fewer and fewer of them.
Why is that?
And then they're having sex with the Northerners.
Oh, no.
And then their kids have like a blended language. The South is losing its accent. Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
But that's future tense, I guess.
I like a good accent.
Yeah.
You know?
The snowbirds move down. The locals have sex with the snowbirds.
But are any Southerners moving up?
I don't know.
Is that possible?
It's a good question.
Who's having sex with the chicken? So if they come on up, then maybe you get some sort of like hybrid.
Yeah.
I'm into that too.
The accents, it's on the way out. It's getting phased out, but clearly that hasn't happened to Drake May.
No, shoot.
In fact, it's multiplying here in the New England locker room.
That's true.
So that was part of Drake May yesterday.
Yeah.
On WEEI Afternoons. Now look, Keith, we've in the last year plus,
look at us on to year two.
In the last year
we're
plus.
We're like Brian Callahan. We have started year two.
We are on to year two. That guarantees nothing, but here we are.
No.
But, you know, look, we've tried to get creative with some of these Patriots Monday interviews,
yep.
Right? Because sometimes, let's face it, you need to get a little creative with the interviews.
Christian Gonzalez went so well, he asked not to do it again this year. So there's that. That's one example.
So, you know, look, not everything works. You're not batting 1,000 on bits. Lord knows we certainly are not.
No. What's a good batting average on bits, you think?
Oh,
200?
Yeah,
the Mendoza line?
I was going to say 250.
Yeah,
270.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
All right, so let's...
Speaking of Tier Tuesday coming up 11:30.
So let's hear. They tried something new with Drake May yesterday. In fact, Andy Hart teased it with us in the crossover yesterday.
Yeah, I was all ears.
He's like, we're going to try a little may or may not. You heard this driving home. I heard this driving home yesterday.
Of course.
Let's hear how this went yesterday.
All right, Drake, we're going to try something new here. We want to get to know you a little bit better, the personality, the off-field Drake May. So we thought, what better than questions under the umbrella of may or may not? So we're just going to throw something at you, and if you like it and it's part of your world, it's a may, and if you don't, it's a may not. And this may or may not go well, so we'll see what happens. In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies, may or may not?
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
I agree. What's the point of being scared? Life is scary enough, right? Who wants to add the anxiety to your entertainment? All right. Was that okay? You like that? We're going to visit that moving forward, you think?
Is it one question a week?
Yeah. Well, we may grow. We wanted to dip our toe in the water, see how you handled it. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's pretty quick questions. One question seems a little light.
All right.
I got one for next week.
Yeah?
May or may not get a phone that works. That might be my first one that I would have for him. But yeah, so I think I like the idea.
Yeah.
I think you maybe need more. I think you need more of it.
What's the right
number?
He
was wanting to play.
Fitzy and Hart were negotiating this. Fitzy wanted a six pack.
10.
And Hart, 10.
10.
5 or 6.
6, 7 or 8.
5 or 6, good. 7 or 8. See where they go.
He's now opened the door to ask.
I think you pepper him.
The whole interview, Mike. Maybe just the whole interview is that. It's like you said you wanted these. You wanted that. You want this.
May or may not.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 verticals. May or may not. What play do you want to run? It's 3rd and 15. May or may not Hail Mary. No, I think you hit him with a whole bunch of them. He's not a horror movie fan, so we learned that about him.
How do you
him.
Feel about that? Stiz was disappointed in that.
I think it's a lower percentage of people, but the people that do like horror movies love them.
Yeah.
It's very polarizing. I would say 15% of the world loves horror movies.
And yet they all work here. They all like
it's me,
like
Stiz, it's, Nick.
Yeah. You, Stiz, Wiggy. Nick.
Yeah.
Wiggy's obsessed with them. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. They all seem to work here. It's like wrestling. It's like
wrestling's big.
I didn't think so many people like wrestling, and then you work in sports radio. It's like, wow, I guess everybody likes wrestling.
People like
same thing with horror movies. It's the same idea.
But May was at least he understood the parameters. Andy Hart definitely explained it thoroughly.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
He also
he laid out all the ground rules.
He sure did.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he was like really kind of holding his hand, to make sure that he didn't offend him. It's like, I don't think you asked him anything crazy.
He's like,
you okay with that?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we do that again? You're not going to stop doing the show, are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's pretty quick questions. It's one question for people all the way.
He's like, the midday show's had issues keeping their guests. You're not going to run away from this, are you? He's like, no. Ask me more questions. I'm fine with it. So, yeah, I think you got to go probably like 10 questions, though, because they're quick.
Yeah.
Because if you're only asking may or may not, like, you're not asking for a whole explanation. You're asking for may or may not.
No, that's true. Ooh, man, yeah.
Man to man was
10 questions. That's true. And that flew.
We had music underneath. You got to make a snappy open for it.
Needs an open.
It was only about a minute long.
Yeah. It was a lot of silence.
Yeah.
It was a minute. It was 10 questions, a ton of silence, and somehow still only 60 seconds.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it was good. You could put it all in a tweet. But yeah, may or may not, you have like a whole like Shakespeare open to it. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
All right, it needs an open.
It needs
more,
a snappy open.
But they're on
music
to something.
Underneath. Yes,
those
good
guys,
idea.
Those guys are on to something. I agree.
Drake May or May Not.
So every Monday, Patriots Monday, lock it in with Drake May on WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. A lot of football conversation in the first hour. There'll be more of that coming up. We have a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. We'll be tearing off horror movie franchises at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. But coming up next, let's get to the Bruins. Marco Sturm gets his first loss in a matinee yesterday. Joe Mazzulla, also, I think, angry about the Celtics roster, and it's coming out in his conversations with the media. Let's get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.